Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, 7:45, quarter till 9. America has spoken. Somebody texted in. I was asking to text in how you felt in one word, and I said I was exhausted, and they told me and said that was a cop-out answer. And then I texted back and said, that's not a cop-out at all. I'm exhausted. Now I'm angry. Who the hell are you to tell me how I feel? And I look at your shine box. And then he texted back and apologized. And that was a little cranky on my part. But again, I'm exhausted. I told you that initially. Aaron Dusso joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. How you doing, Aaron?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the analysis of this from the political science standpoint. Is it too early to tell exactly what happened, or are these just hypotheses at this point based on exit polling?
Well, I mean, to get into detail, we're going to have to, if looking at one demographic to another, it might take time. But really, to me, from a political science standpoint, if this tells me ultimately elections come down to the very fundamentals, and that campaigns themselves have only marginal effects in the end. And when I say the fundamentals, to really predict people's votes, I need basically three things. I need to know their partisanship. Mm-hmm. Once I control for that, I need two other things. I need to know the state of the economy, what perceptions of the economy are, and I need to know the president's job approval. With that, I can predict, 90%, 95% of votes, because job approval of the president is telling you how people are feeling, and Biden's job approval has been terrible for a long, long time. And so I think there's a case to be made that this election was lost 2 years ago when inflation goes crazy.
So, and I could talk to an economist about why inflation went crazy, but just to be fair, much like a college football program, an incoming president like President Trump is going to inherit what Biden left him, just like President Biden inherited what Trump left him, just like Trump inherited what, I'm trying to go back before him, was Obama, right?
Right.
just like it takes a while to turn things around, how long does it take? Let me phrase it that way, Aaron. How long does it take for a newly elected president, and of course you got to factor in the Congress as well, to turn things around? And at what point can you keep score for that new president?
Right. I mean, well, it can take years. I mean, economic policy effects can take years. So if Trump does his tariff plan, then we're not going to see that effect for probably years. But the problem is blame. Who are we going to blame? So the voter, the average American, is not going to wait years to find out what who I'm going to blame. They're going to blame right away. And so that when I say, the election was lost 2 years ago, ultimately, there's two things Biden can do. You can try and stop inflation, which would be great, or you need to deflect blame. I mean, if Donald Trump has taught us anything about politics, it's that who people blame matters, and you should be fighting about that as much as actually trying to change the policy.
So when it comes to people that are, I've not really seen this postured yet, but everybody always wants something else, right? When you say the election was lost 2 years ago, none of this, did anything that happened in after the first debate with Biden change anything? Would Biden have stood a better chance than did Kamala Harris?
No, I don't. Actually, I think that would have been worse. Biden would not have been able to energize the Democratic base, right? So that would have slowly, you know, eroded even more than it was. Democrats weren't going to be excited. And so I don't think Biden's going to win, and I probably would have done worse, would be my prediction.
So when it comes to the House and the Senate, we know the Senate now is going to be Republican, correct? By how much of a majority?
Right. I think it's leaning towards maybe they'll have 53 or 54 seats.
And what about the House? Do we know yet, or is it close enough to call?
I don't know if it's been officially called, but it looks like that Republicans will be controlling the House too. With, you know, so it seems like, you know, Donald Trump's going to come in to office controlling all of government again, just like he did back in 2017 when he entered office.
So it one thing to run a campaign, it's another to govern. Let me take a break. We come back, we'll talk about what the administration can look like after January if we presume that we have a Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, and the Republicans have the White House. You would think there would be, in 2 or 4 years, no excuses for not implementing what they said they were going to do, correct?
Correct, exactly.
Okay. We'll see how that plays out when we come back, or how the professor thinks it's going to play out. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All righty, 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Aaron Dussault, associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. I'm getting text here saying that President Trump can fast-track every deal in the D.C. swamp, pipeline-boosting business and the economy like a local government, approving any permit request in an hour, set business free to get working, to get work building and investing in America. I don't quite understand how what they mean. Can you explain that, Professor?
Well, I mean, so the presidency is the head of the executive branch. And so in theory, the president can set policy throughout that executive branch, all which is, of course, is responsible for implementing all the policy and rules and laws that we have in the country. And in a lot of ways, you know, given the Supreme Court decision that the president has presumed immunity, he's even more free now. So if I was going to, you know, understand that text the way I understand it, saying, well, in a lot of ways, maybe that's true. You know, there's a little bit of time, so he can't personally be approving contracts. But what he can do is essentially ignore laws at this point and just say, you know, you can approve it even if you don't have the environmental impact statement, right? And so then that changes policy at a very fundamental level, and that could speed things through. You know, so I don't see that's not impossible.
You know, one thing that surprises me from the tone of the texts that I'm getting, and look, eight people can text in and make it seem like it's, you know, an overwhelming majority. But I would thought people were just going to be extremely happy today, and instead I find still a lot of griping and complaining and the Dems this and the Dems that. And it's like, well, you want an overwhelming victory. I don't, you're going to control both houses and the White House. I don't know why people aren't going to be happy. What does this say about, and look, I could understand if these texts were coming in from Democrats that were upset, but to get them from people that won overwhelmingly, I don't understand that. What do you think that portends for the mood of the country?
Well, I mean, the mood, you know, the Trump campaign, Trump's entire persona since he started, you know, 9 years ago, has been one of this country is in significant decline, and he is going to fix it. So it's by and large a negative, you know, campaign message, and so it's not surprising to see his, you know, followers and voters responding into the negativity in a way that, okay, well, now we're going to go after the things we don't like, the things we're ultimately voted for Trump in order to fix. What's important here is Trump is going to come into office for the sixth time in a row now for a president to come into office with control of both the House and Senate with their party. That goes all the way back to Clinton. And in those first 2 years, that's when the parties race to get things done through Congress, because they always have that real fear that they're going to lose control in the midterm. So I would expect these next 2 years to be a blizzard of activity.
Has the presidential race for 2028 already begun?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Democrats are going to be jockeying for where, you know, who's going to be in a good position to win that.
Thank you. And I guess on the Republican side as well, because, well, I guess J.D. Vance would be the presumed nominee. Anyway, well, thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, talk about election stress.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.